Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Continuing light snow is possible for the rest of this afternoon. High near 35 degrees. Southwest wind gust as high as 28 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 90%. Total daytime snow accumulation of less than 1 inch possible. Tonight, a 20% chance of snow after 5 a.m., increasing clouds with a low around 25. And on Friday, snow, mainly after 3 p.m., high near 33, east wind gust as high as 23 miles an hour. The chance of precipitation is 100%, and new snow accumulation of 1 to 2 inches is possible. And in the news for today, members of the Ruralco City Council are sharing the news with their constituents that the council recently approved new ward maps after the 2020 census result was completed. Vernon County also changed their maps and decided to decrease the number of board supervisors by a third. The city council is required to change local maps to ensure border consistency. The new city ward maps are not vastly different. However, some Ruralco residents are now in a different ward number. If you live on a street that borders two wards, one side of the street will be in one ward and the other side of the street is in the other. The Vernon County Board voted to adopt tentative redistricting that reduces the number of districts and supervisors from 29 to 19 at its meeting October 6th. The local redistricting situation in Viroqua and the county is being played out across Wisconsin, and the partisan wrangling being played out in the state legislature as they grapple with voting access in anticipation of the midterm elections coming in 2022. The 2020 census numbers released show Wisconsin's population has remained mostly steady over the past 10 years, with just a 4% increase. Because of that negligible change, the state will retain the same number of representatives in the U.S. House of Representatives. To recap the developing story of redistricting in the state, according to 538 Online, on November 18th, Governor Tony Evers vetoed the congressional map passed by Republicans in the state legislature, sending responsibility for redistricting to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. On November 30th, the court announced that it would not consider partisanship when drawing new congressional and state legislative maps, and would instead attempt to make as few changes as possible to the old maps. The court's decision makes it likely that the strong Republican bias in Wisconsin's congressional map will survive another decade. Wisconsin's political geography, Democrats being more concentrated in Dane and Milwaukee counties, while Republicans aren't as highly concentrated in any one part of the rest of the state, also make it very difficult to put Democrats and Republicans on equal footing in the state without drawing oddly shaped lines and breaking up municipalities. This ruling doesn't lock anything in. However, the court's swing justice wrote that he is open to considering criteria other than minimizing the number of changes, and state law also prescribes other criteria like compactness and not splitting counties that are actually at odds with the least change doctrine. People can submit map proposals to the court until December 15th, and it will then hold a hearing and start arguments in mid-January. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.